Finn Harps will take a 1-0 lead into the second leg of their promotion relegation playoff with Limerick FC following Monday night's opening leg at Finn Park in Balbuffet. 1-0 it finished then. Paddy McCourt's goal from the penalty spot on 37 minutes, proving enough to give Harps the victory on a night when Limerick, well, they bossed possession for much of the second half. But for all that, they didn't really force too many chances in that second half. And Peter Burke in the home goal didn't really have all that much to do. Burke, by the way, was in from the start tonight as Kieran Gallagher, the Finn Harps regular number one, was unable to start because of injury, and he'll miss the second leg in Limerick on Friday night as well. Burke was included, as was Gareth Harkin, who made his return from injury, with Mark Timlin injured and Mark Coyle serving the first of a two-game ban. Harps played well in the first half, but it was Limerick who had the game's best opportunity early on when their striker Connor Ellis found himself in on goal after a mistake between Burke and one of his defenders. But Ellis's effort came back off the post, and from the follow-up, Peter Burke was able to make the save from Shane Duggan. It was an even enough contest in the first half, but it was Harps who got their noses in front out of nothing when Jesse Devers went down inside the area following a kind of a clumsy challenge from the Limerick defender Killian Bruder. Paddy McCourt making his final home appearance for Harps. He stepped up to take the penalty and he sent goalkeeper Tommy Holland the wrong way. Harps led 1-0 at half time, but in the second half it really was all Limerick. They bossed possession with Shane Duggan and Barry Maguire very, very impressive in that second half. And for all their play, Limerick had chances through Billy Dennehy and through Conor Ellis. But again, Harps held firm, thanks in the main to some fine performances in the back line from Keith Cowan and from Sam Todd as well. Harps did have a couple of half chances in the second half. One header from Jesse Devers drawing a fine save from goalkeeper Tommy Holland, who ended up injured in that incident, and after receiving some lengthy treatment he was stretchered from the field and was replaced by substitute goalkeeper Jack Brady. That lengthy delay meant there were 7 minutes of injury time played at the end of this contest, and as the pressure continued to build on Harps in those closing minutes, they managed to hold out and Limerick were unable to find the equalising goal. So Harps will go to the Markets Field in Limerick on Friday night with a 1-0 advantage. It's all set up for what promises to be an enthralling night of action down in Limerick. Final score here from Finn Park. It's finished Finn Harps 1, Limerick FC 0. Dermot Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.